Binge the full week of The Ray Taylor Show ad-free over at inspireddisorder.com/plus.
This is The Ray Taylor Show.
Swipe Up, episode 227, the podcast where I share my unfiltered thoughts on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'm your host, Ray Taylor, and every Thursday, I'll be bringing you a fresh perspective on a variety of topics. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about, you know, something that every conservative should know and should be aware of, the 10 symptoms of the woke mind virus, a.k.a. the WMV, for those who are concerned about catching and the virus that everybody should be so worried about. I'm going to talk about that. The second story is going to be about Jim Carrey. The year Jim Carrey specifically broke records acting in three number one films. I'm also going to be talking about the Buffalo supermarket shooter and his sentencing that recently happened. So let's get it started, shall we, in this episode with the 10 symptoms of the woke mind virus. Now, for all that are aware, I'm sure if you exist on this planet, especially in the United States, the conservatives are they weren't concerned whatsoever with an actual virus that was responsible for a global pandemic. That could not have concerned them anymore, because that threatened the lives of businesses. And that was the only thing that they were really concerned about was businesses that were going to be dying, not the million plus human beings that died. That they couldn't care less about the million plus people that have died from a real virus that killed real people. The only thing that they were concerned about were the businesses that died during that time, as they do, you know, property, business, capitalism. Those are the things that they've been brainwashed to care about. All the things that the majority of poor conservatives will never have in their life. But the one virus that they are concerned with is the imaginary virus that their propaganda networks have labeled the woke mind virus, right? Because the term virus has now become part of their vocabulary after a few years of arguing about the lack of effects, the ridiculous nature of a real virus that was really killing people, right? Just the term virus has now been is a word that they now have used, right? They've gone through years of training of the vocabulary. The new vocabulary term has now been added to their lexicon, right? So, and wokeness is the thing that they are so scared about. The idea of being awake in some way is something that they are so fearful of, and seemingly more fearful of than any real harm that could befall them. And here are the symptoms. If you are wondering if maybe you have been infected by the woke mind virus, the first symptom that you may have the woke mind virus, number one, is you read books and don't burn them. If you are reading books and you are not burning books, if you are not actively suppressing literature from going on shelves to be read, then you may be infected by the woke mind virus yourself. Number one, if you read books and you're not burning them, you probably are woke. Number two, the second symptom of this devastating virus known as the woke mind virus is that you embrace science. All of these people who've dedicated their lives to discovering and clarifying the answers to our reality around us, instead of reading an old fiction tale and assuming you know the answers because you have an indefinable faith in your beliefs of the way things are and the way things work. If you actually embrace the reality that we have understood and uncovered through an exhaustive procedure of experimentation and replication in via experiments, if you embrace science, then you yourself may be victim. You may have been infected with the woke mind virus. Let's move on to the third symptom. Number three. You're willing to change your mind when new information becomes available. This is an important one. This is an important one. This is something that I noticed during the pandemic. This is something that I've noticed over the past 5 to 10 years, where despite new information about people and things coming out, being brought to light, uncovered, the truth coming out, exposed, there are a group of people who are unwilling to change their opinions and thoughts. They dig their heels in and stand firm. And it is safe to say that those people who have stand firm, dug their heels in, and refused to change despite new information are free and most likely not infected by the woke mind virus. Whereas if you are a person, let's say, who used to be a fan of Joe Rogan and the Joe Rogan podcast, and given new information about where Joe Rogan stands on many issues, in addition to his stance on science, the embrace of science, and the embrace and acceptance of a virus that has literally killed over 1 million people in this country, to realize that he himself has dug his heels in, that he himself is a defender of many right-wing ideals. He is somebody who regularly, from his own words, his own stance, his own opinions, is regurgitating the many untruths that are regurgitated and dispensed through the many right-wing propaganda news networks. There are a lot of people who are unwilling to see Rogan as anything other than their granddaddy of the freak party. Whereas myself and many other people, because we have been given this new information, we see who Joe Rogan is and has become over the years, and maybe was like all along, have changed our opinions and no longer wish to consume his bullshit, regardless of what celebrities he may have on. Because maybe we're tired of listening to him regurgitate these right-wing talking points as if kids are actually taking shits in litter boxes in classrooms, where he lied about having a friend in the schools where they had to install litter boxes for students, which is absolute and complete bullshit. Where he gets on scientists who are trying to promote their books and to do so gain popularity by going against mainstream science to promote the worthless effectiveness of dewormer. It's absolutely amazing. So if you yourself has maybe changed your stance on people, maybe you understand there are nuances and don't blindly worship a politician. You don't buy the merch of a politician just because they happen to be running for the political party that you happen to vote for. That you can still criticize them and hold a magnifying glass to their actions and not be happy with them just because they're on, quote unquote, your team. You yourself might be victim to the woke mind virus. If you are willing to change your mind when new information becomes available. Third symptom. Moving on to the fourth symptom of the woke mind virus. you may have the woke mind virus. If you understand that most issues are not black and white, this going back to the nuance. Let's say, for instance, Joe Biden, somebody that I voted for. But do I own Joe Biden merch? Do I think he's a hero? Do I think he's a superhero? Do I think that he is doing everything in the best interests of the people? No. I think Joe Biden is very conservative. Very conservative. Even to the point where he has appointed conservative judges in order to gain favor with conservative members of Congress. It is kind of disgusting in a lot of ways. He promotes and reaffirms this notion that enhancing police budgets is somehow going to make this country safer, that somehow the police are going to uphold law and order, which I find ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous, right? A group of people who are constantly getting their budgets raised to slaughter unarmed men, women, and children, to they steal from the American people more than any other criminal. Police forfeitures. So there is quite a bit of nuance when it comes to my opinions and why I would vote for Biden over the pathological failure that has been Trump in every aspect of his life. A man who, like, you can't define success as a business person if every business you started has to file for bankruptcy. You cannot claim somebody is successful who has never actually won the popular vote in the two elections he took place in. You can't label somebody as successful if they can't even overthrow the government. He has failed on every front. So why would, if my choices are a future somebody who aspires to be the first American dictator, or somebody that I think is just way too conservative for the direction I want this country to go, I'm going to go with the guy who's at least sane on some level, despite the fact that, yeah, he's way too old. There's a lot of problems with him. But at least there's like minute signs of like trying to do good. So anyway, number four, you may have the woke mind virus if you understand that most issues are not black and white. If you understand the term nuance on any level. Moving on to the fifth sign, the fifth symptom that you may have the woke mind virus, and that is if you believe in true equality for all people versus the war that seems to be going on from conservatives who don't think women should have autonomy over their own body. They think they label with zero proof or evidence ever presented that anybody who has a sexual preference other than straight is somehow evil to society, is bad for society, is bad for children. Because they're different, they don't deserve to be married. They don't deserve to have rights. They don't even deserve to be able to exist. They don't deserve to be acknowledged as humans, right? They don't feel comfortable acknowledging their existence to children. Imagine that. Imagine if things were changed. Imagine if we turned the tables. And imagine in this country, we tried to keep children from acknowledging the existence of straight Christian people, where you could talk about the existence of straight people. You could talk about the existence of Christians, but not Christians who are also straight. The kids aren't prepared, right? Because the thing that straight Christians believe in, they believe in a book that is full of rape and abuse and murder, mass murder, by the way. Like, God has killed more people than Hitler ever could have imagined. Right? You want to talk about somebody that's not very pro-life? Let's talk about the entity that killed everything in existence except for whatever was on this one dude's boat. So if you don't believe that everybody should be equal, then you may have the woke mind virus. Let's move on to the sixth symptom. It's very simple, this symptom. If you have this compassion, if you have this feeling to do this one thing, that you may have the woke mind virus. Coming in at number six is you like to share. You like to give. Oh, I have enough for me. Would you like some? It's a crazy concept, very basic in its form. Can really be implemented in all kinds of ways, whether it be food, money, housing, safety, access to healthcare, access to basic fundamental needs for life. You know, if you have a problem with sharing, if you exist in a selfish place where you think the world and the universe revolves around you, then you probably don't have the woke mind virus. But if you are somebody that likes to give when you feel you've had all you need, that could be a sign that you are infected with the woke mind virus. So the sixth symptom is you like to share. Moving on to number seven, the seventh symptom that you may have the woke mind virus, you embrace cooperation, which in many ways goes hand in hand with sharing. Being able to cooperate with your fellow man is another sign that you are not selfish, is another sign that the world, the universe, does not revolve around you, that you realize that we're all in this together, and that it's good that your fellow man is able to help, and that you can both work together to execute and provide help and do good things in the world. So number seven is that you embrace cooperation. Number eight, the eighth symptom, is that you respect others' rights. Kind of goes along with, you know, the equality for all people. But, you know, if you feel that other people shouldn't have the right to get married, shouldn't have the right to drive down the street without being harassed by the police or murdered by the police, or even having the police break into your home to kill you while you're asleep in your own bed for no reason. Like, if you think that only you have the right to be protected from that, but other people should stop resisting. Maybe, like, if you think that other people should have the same rights, then you may have the woke mind virus. I'm sorry, you might. Number nine, that you believe culture and its arts have value. Right? The movies, the music, the things that are brought to our culture from the many people. Like, all of these things have value. And to remove things like books, to remove things and to censor things like music and movies and art, that is not somebody who has the woke mind virus. But if you think all of those things are important, If you think those things have value, then you might have the woke mind virus. And the last symptom that you may have the woke mind virus is that you care for the planet and all of its life. A crazy thing. It's a crazy thing that people exist in this world without care or compassion for other life. But it happens all the time because they value profit. They value businesses, right? Profit over people is a big aspect of America. And it's you know, held up and promoted and defended by all of the worst people. So number 10, if you think the planet and all of its life should be cared for and we should give a shit about it, then you may have the woke mind virus. So if you have all those symptoms, please, you know, this is one of those viruses where I want people who are infected to be on my side, to be subscribing to this show. And for all those who have been able to avoid catching this virus, go subscribe to Joe Rogan, for all I care. Go subscribe to InfoWars. And stop crying in my comments. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to talk about, are you looking to add some unique and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor. That's me. These abstract paintings on paper explore the endless possibilities of the human face, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Now you can bring these stunning and thought-provoking pieces into your own space with high-quality prints and t-shirts featuring designs from the Many Faces series. Or take home a one-of-a-kind original piece for your collection. Don't miss out on this opportunity to add some original and expressive artwork to your home, office, or wardrobe. Head on over to inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase original artworks, prints, and t-shirts from the Many Faces series today. And now, back to the show. Let's move on to the second story. Jim Carrey was the first actor to have three films go straight to number one in the same year. The year was 1994, and the movies were The Mask, Ace Ventura, and Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and Dumb and Dumber. Classic comedy films, right? This is an insane run. Also, the first three movies that he was actually the lead actor in, right? All three movies, comedies, which was crazy as well. Ace Ventura didn't necessarily age very well with the trans character villain thing. But, you know, the thing with comedy is it's really tough for comedy to age well. It is very tough. Comedy is very much about the time we were in. And at that time, there was a lot of, and this is goes back to the previous story, right? Given new information, we see that maybe it's not fun to be making fun of trans people and to demonize trans people in the way it is done in Ace Ventura. And because we are given new information, maybe we change our opinions on it versus somebody who's like, it was funny then and it's funny now. I get it. I've been infected with the woke mind virus. I was given new information, thus changing my opinion. Thus, I can't watch the movie and enjoy it the way I used to, right? Can't do it. But at the time, aside from the aspects of these movies that maybe don't hold up, I loved them, you know? And I recently did a top five of Jim Carrey movies, and it wasn't specifically to his comedy movies, but none of these movies showed up on that list, which is kind of crazy. This is like, you know, I just think that speaks to the level of movies Jim Carrey does. I think he has far more hits than misses in his career, right? I think he's done amazing films from top to bottom. There's been a few stinkers, but it's so rare. And I'm sure one day I'll do a Jim Carrey comedy. definitely there were comedies from Jim Carrey that were on this list, just not these three. And Mask, I love. I mean, the thing about this also is that, like, one of the, he hands down probably the most, like, quotable. Like, there are more one-liners from Jim Carrey in those three movies than I would say any other kind of one-liner superstar, like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? Arnold maybe has a catch line here, you know, here or there in a movie, one per movie, maybe two. Jim Carrey, it's like almost everything he says in those movies is quotable, right? And arguably one of the best actors. The range of movies that he is able to do. I mean, you take Daniel Day-Lewis. I don't think you can ever get Daniel Day-Lewis to give a comedic performance the way Jim Carrey can. And maybe Jim Carrey can't do a dramatic performance necessarily as good as Daniel Day-Lewis, but I think the range that both of those actors may have, considering if you consider Daniel Day-Lewis to be one of the best, I mean, you take any actor that you consider to be one of the best, Daniel Day-Lewis, Denzel Washington, you know, of course, blanking on every name that could be a great actor. And a lot of people that are considered great actors are for dramatic performances, which I think Jim Carrey has done some amazing dramatic performances. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, an amazing film, amazing performance from him. That is dramatic. But I think the majority of amazing dramatic actors could never pull off what Jim Carrey could do. There are many comedic actors that could never pull off what Jim Carrey could do. So I think arguably Jim Carrey, one of the best actors, but because it's comedy, doesn't get the respect as drama. Right? He's also a great artist. Now that he doesn't really do, he kind of does kids movies, which I think is where he kind of fell off. Not the biggest fan of his kids movies, but not only do I think he makes good art, but I enjoy the words of wisdom he speaks these days where he's giving speeches or doing interviews or whatever. I just think he's a very insightful type of a guy, and I have a lot of respect for him. Maybe he's done horrible things in his life. I don't know. I don't know his personal life, but just based on his career, separating the art from the artist, obviously a lot of people critical of how he got in character, very Daniel Day-Lewis style for Man on the Moon. I still love that movie, and I think it makes complete sense that that would be something he did for that, but it is what it is. I have a lot of respect for him. Right? Jim Carrey. And amazing. First three movies as a lead, all going number one, all in the same year. That is amazing. That is an amazing thing. I don't know anybody who has that kind of a record. Let's take a quick break right now to talk about, are you a fan of original artwork and live events? Look no further than the Many Faces series by Ray Taylor and the weekly live stream over at youtube.com/inspireddisorder. This ongoing series explores the endless possibilities of the human face through abstract ink paintings on paper, capturing unique expressions of emotion, mood, tone, and energy in just a few minimal features. Join me every Thursday at 4:20 Pacific time as I paint live. Follow the Many Faces series and discover the endless possibilities of the human face. Don't miss out on this opportunity to be part of the action and own a piece of original artwork by me, Ray Taylor. Head to youtube.com/inspireddisorder every Thursday to catch the live stream and visit inspireddisorder.com to browse and purchase the Many Faces artwork. And now, let's get back to the show. But let's move on to our final story. The Buffalo supermarket shooter has finally been sentenced to life in prison without parole, which obviously is a good thing. Horrible person. Whatever. But I think this brings up a lot of topics that aren't too good, right? One being, right, if only the terrorist had resisted arrest, right? Because it seems like all of the people who back the blue, quote unquote, back the blue, they hang their American flags out in front of their home with the blue stripe in it because they think cops are doing all of the good work. They are actually doing their job, protecting and serving the public. And they have zero problem with death penalty being the punishment for resisting arrest, right? Not only is the death penalty, in their eyes, the proper punishment for resisting arrest, it is so justified in their minds that a police officer should, if anybody resists arrest, it is within their due diligence to eliminate that human's life, right? That is how, I mean, you look at every time they try to protect a cop who just murdered an unarmed, innocent person, right? Ending a life, ending a citizen's life because they quote unquote resist. They're like, well, he shouldn't have resisted arrest, right? So in their minds, resisting arrest, by far the worst thing you could do. Not being a mass shooter in a grocery store. Not taking a gun into a public area and eliminating multiple people's lives. That is not something that is worthy of, you know, bypassing due process, bypassing a judge, a jury, being found guilty in a court of law. If somebody resists arrest to the people who back the blue, that is immediate execution, death penalty. No judge, no jury, no due process. Law and order handled from start to finish by that police officer who feels that they were being resisted. So if only this terrorist had tried to resist arrest. But no. Not only did he not resist arrest, which would have been instant death penalty punishment, he was not only armed, which most cops shoot people because they think that they were armed. There are countless stories of people who are no longer alive at the hands of police officers who had zero weapons on them, whether had empty hands or were holding a phone or were holding a lighter. This terrorist not only was armed, but also displayed that he is dangerous. So you have a white terrorist, didn't resist arrest, obviously armed, obviously dangerous, and the police miraculously were able to cuff him and bring him in to face his crimes in a court of law. It is absolutely amazing how the police officers are able to show such restraint and professionalism when it comes to a white terrorist who is, like, obviously armed with an assault rifle and had just used that to kill people. How these police officers are not fearing for their lives like they would an unarmed child or a woman asleep in her bed. It is absolutely mind-blowing. But also not surprising. We're terrorists helping terrorists. You have the police, who are a domestic terrorist organization, who get paid a lot of taxpayer money to pretty much just terrorize everybody that exists. Primarily people with a certain level of melanin content in their skin. But when it comes to another terrorist, there is some professional respect going on there, right? They understand that they're both on the side of terror. So that is why you have a white kid who killed a bunch of people, armed, dangerous. They will properly properly arrest him. No, not beaten. Not beaten to death. Not beaten close to death. Right? He wasn't, his neck wasn't knelt on until he died. He wasn't rear naked choked until he died. Right? Handcuffed, put into a cop car, not a scratch on him. Somebody that had an assault rifle and had just used that assault rifle to kill people. He wasn't holding a squirt gun. He wasn't holding a lighter or a cell phone. He wasn't just walking down the street, right? If only that terrorist had resisted arrest, he would no longer be here. Because to so many people who love the police, they love the taste, the boots on the officer's feet as they lick them. That is the sustenance for which gives them life. They love the police and everything they do. They understand that to resist arrest is the one thing that deserves an immediate execution. And anybody who would try to resist arrest should have known that they were going to be slaughtered. They should have known they were going to be executed, because there is no worse crime in humanity than to resist arrest. And if only this terrorist had done that one thing. But apparently he didn't. Despite being armed, despite just slaughtering a bunch of people, these cops were able to arrest him and give him his day in court, where now he will spend the rest of his life. Oh, he has a life in a prison. Meanwhile, almost daily, people are needlessly murdered by police officers who didn't just shoot up a grocery store. It's like so disgusting, the amount of energy people will spend online defending needless murder, and the justifications that they use for that are absolutely atrocious. Absolutely atrocious. And literally will do so much to protect the terrorist. To protect that terrorist's right to acquire that gun. To make sure that he doesn't have to go through background checks. To make sure that that gun is widely available in this country. Despite whatever city or state you're in, you may have to drive a little bit to go get it, but they want to make sure there is no federal restrictions for this white terrorist to get this gun, to perform these acts, and then to be safely escorted from public to a prison. They will defend that terrorist's ability to do that thing and then demonize all of these innocent people that are regularly being slaughtered by the police, saying that it was justified because they broke the cardinal rule, the one thing that is the most horrific thing you could do in life, which is to resist being arrested. Because when you resist being arrested, you're saying, I want you to execute me. I realize that in me resisting you arresting me, that I am forfeiting my need for a trial. I am forfeiting any kind of judicial process. I am forfeiting my right to be defended for a jury to decide my fate. I am forfeiting my entire life because I don't want to be arrested right now. And that is the crime, that is the one crime in our society that deserves instant execution. It is so fucking disgusting how people are. And guaranteed, there are going to be those people in comments for this video doing exactly that. Showing how absolutely just passionate they are in defending the most evil aspects of our society. It's just disgusting. Anyway, hopefully that Buffalo shooter dies in prison. You know, I hope he's treated like he should be treated, just as bad as people who abuse children are in prison. He probably won't. He's a white kid. He'll probably be accepted by the white nationalists that are in prison. Right? He'll be alive. He'll be able to, like, probably get educated. And then, like, you know, later on, there'll be, like, 20 years later, there'll be all these people that did all they could to make sure that guy could do what he wanted to do. And then also talk about how he's turned his life around. I don't know. Anyway, absolutely disgusting. Everyone that fights for assault rifles to be easily accessed, people that fight against background checks, people that fight any kind of federal regulation on these things, people that fight to defend police, people that justify somebody getting murdered by a police officer by saying they shouldn't have resisted arrest, all of those people have blood on their hands. All of those people are contributing to all of these things happening. Period. Let's do some shout outs and get out of here. Shout out to Brave News, Brave New Films. Proud out, shout out to Only 90s Kids Know. Shout out to BuzzFeed. Shout out to BuzzFeed News. And most importantly, shout out to you, even if you're one of those hateful people that are crying in my comments talking about how I have the woke mind virus because I have my opinions on the police. You act like I care. But most importantly, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Swipe Up. I hope you enjoyed my thoughts on and insights on the latest news and entertainment updates. I'll see you next Thursday for more unfiltered opinions and fresh perspectives. New episodes of The Ray Taylor Show come out every single day. Subscribe on YouTube and everywhere our podcasts are found. Binge the full week over at inspireddisorder.com/plus. Buy Ray Taylor Show merch over at inspireddisorder.com. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Peace out!
Today is the day where you wake up and you realize that everything that you've been dreaming about, everything that you've been wanting, every goal and wish and hope that you've ever had can become real. Dreams can come true. What you manifest in your mind, you can bring to reality.